ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. We are discussing the promise that the British government made to the Jews of Europe, or actually the Jews of England, where they will help them establish Jewish home in Palestine at a time when Palestine was still under the Ottoman Empire, was part of the Ottoman Empire. So the British promised the Jews something that they did not even have. And even though there were promises and pledges made by the British government that the that England will take care of the Arabs in these Arab-speaking regions of the Ottoman Empire, and that's why this whole thing is so screwed up, and that's why, you know, it's hard for the Arabs to believe promises made by the West. You know, look what happened with the Palestinians believing what George Bush promised when he first came to power, that his vision, apparently his vision is he's having a hell of a time establishing that vision of two states. You see, at a time, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen, at a time when back in 1917, when the British promised the Jews to establish a homeland for them in Palestine, when the Jewish population was only 7% at that time, and they promised them a Jewish homeland, and they increased the immigration. Once England took over in December of 1917, and they sent in a Jew to rule Palestine, Herbert Samuel. They sent him to rule Palestine, and that's when he increased the number of illegal Jewish immigrants going into Palestine. This had nothing to do with 1948. This had nothing to do this had nothing to do with the Holocaust, with 1942, 1944. This had nothing to do with it. The Jews and the British, they had this going on way before Hitler even came to power. Then, but after the Second World War, that's when the Holocaust propaganda came in place. And that's when the people, they were sympathetic with the Jews, and they very much said it's okay for the Jews to go to Palestine. And that's when, at that time, between 1944 and 1948, when Israel was established, more than 60% of the number of Jews who came to Palestine came at that time. I mean, Jews were flooding the Palestinian territories and setting up camps. So now we have George Bush saying he has a vision of two states. And the thing is, the Palestinians are going along because the Palestinians, they are the weak link in this. So anything is given to them, they're going to take it. Even though they owned 100% of the land, in 1947, the United Nations partitioned the land between the Arabs and the Jews. They had given the Jews 52% of the land when their numbers, their population numbers, were numbered only one-third of the total population. So if you take the Arabs, which is the Christians and the Jew, and the Muslims in Palestine, add to them the Jews who came from Europe and set up camp in Palestine, we are talking about one-third of those were Jews in 1947, but yet the United Nations gave them 52%. We'll catch this after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are discussing the Balfour Declaration, which started the problem between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Mark, there's an interesting story to tell about this, that before 1917, before this particular declaration, as a matter of fact, the Zionist movement tried to get the British government to offer them Palestine, that after they defeat the Ottoman Empire, to offer them Palestine. And at that time, they were faced with huge opposition from Kitchener, who was the governor of Egypt and Sudan at that time. And so Wiseman very much sought the help of a young attorney. They hired this attorney who was sympathetic to the Jewish cause, or to the Zionist cause, as a matter of fact. They had hired him to basically start negotiating with the British government on offering Palestine, because at that time, Sir McMahon was, since Palestine was off limits to the Zionists, they offered them a state in Uganda. And Balfour, as a matter of fact, tried to convince Wiseman to accept the Ugandan offer. But, of course, the Zionists refused that offer, even though they considered it at one time. But they sought the offer, they sought the help of this young attorney who later on became Prime Minister of England. And this is the man who basically put everything in motion for Palestine to be transferred to the Jews. And that young attorney is David Lloyd. David Lloyd. You know, when we say that they take these younger people and they groom them for future positions within government to basically have these people in policy-making positions to get what they want. And now we have a story coming out of France saying that Sarkozy had worked at one time with the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad, that he was a scion at one time. And this is coming from, this is not a conspiracy and it's not a rumor. This was published in a French newspaper, Le Figaro. And also there's a big article about it in the Egyptian English language newspaper, Al Ahram, that Sarkozy, and you know, I always maintain that this guy, Sarkozy, he is a Zionist. And in my speech, the speech that I had given at the No More Wars for Israel conference, I did say that France is in the same camp as the United States with the influence of the Zionists over France. So very much France and the United States now officially became a Zionist-driven, Zionist-ruled entities.
Yeah, and if we could back up for just a second, Hisham, I think it's important for people to, you know, I run into this a lot when I give speeches in certain places and things like that. A lot of people assume that Israel was created because of the Holocaust. Okay, and as you pointed out, this whole idea of recreating this country that was destroyed by the Romans 2,000 years ago, this idea was born long before that. Now, of course, you mentioned in the mid-1800s you had certain individuals such as Moses Hess and Theodor Herzl and other people talking about recreating this homeland for the Jews. But the thing is that you have to understand also that this idea of recreating this nation that was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans, this is something that has existed for 2,000 years. You know, there is this thing called Aliyah, which every Jew has prayed since they were driven out of that region. And the saying is always next year in Jerusalem. So this is something that we have to keep in mind, particularly when we're dealing with all of the propaganda involving the Holocaust and anti-Semitism and Jewish persecution and all the rest of it. This is something, this is an idea that was hatched 2,000 years ago. So, you know, cut away all of the rest of the talk about Jewish suffering in Europe or whatever. This is something that has existed literally for thousands of years.
You know, Mark, I don't want to go back thousands of years. I want to look at today. Now, we are seeing that, you know, these countries are falling under, I don't want to call it Jewish influence. I don't want to call it Zionist influence. I don't want to call it any label. I don't want to label it. But I want to say that most countries in the world are falling under this particular influence, whoever might be. And this influence is becoming dominant more and more every day. You know, look who's the head of the world, the International Monetary Fund. Who's the World Bank? Who have been the heads of the Federal Reserve Banks? You know, we are seeing this dominance in governments by a particular group, by a particular influence, and they are more and more in your face. Now, there is nothing anti-Semitic about saying this. There is absolutely nothing wrong with saying this, because this is the fact that we are seeing in front of our eyes. No one is making this up. This is the truth. And if we go back to, you know, I don't want to go back 2,000 years ago. I want to just see what is happening today. And in my opinion, Mark, it's too late. It is too late for anyone to do anything about it. you know, forget. We keep saying, oh, people, you need to wake up. Too late. Stay sleeping. You will be better off. Just remain sleeping in your sleep, because you will be safer that way. Because right now, if you stick your neck out, they're going to cut it off. But you have crazy people like me and you and few others who are still thinking that they could be safe by speaking out the truth, by telling people what is going on. But Mark, people don't want to hear it. People want to, if you mention, oh, so-and-so has influence on the media, oh, you are an anti-Semite. If so-and-so has influence on the government, oh, no, you're an anti-Semite. We've got to destroy this word, Mark. The only way we are going to win or even advance if we destroy those two words, anti-Semitic, because anytime you say something, they throw this label at you, and then no one wants to talk to you after that.
Well, and I agree with you. Can you imagine if the mafia, half a century ago, if they had the ability to influence public opinion to the point where criticizing organized crime, that you could be accused of anti-Italianism or something like that, it would have given these gangsters a free rein to do whatever they wanted. And it really is, let's be honest about it, Hisham, there is only one group in the world that is shielded from any kind of criticism by throwing around a label that, as you have accurately described it, is a weapon of mass destruction, this misnomer known as anti-Semitism. You can criticize anybody, and rightly so. I mean, who today would say, we can't talk about the priest sexual abuse scandal because that might appear to be anti-Catholicism? We can't talk about the mafia because that might be anti-Italianism. We can't talk about, we wouldn't be able to talk about terrorism because that would be anti-Islamism or something like that. So there's only one group of people who are shielded from criticism or from public scrutiny as far as what kinds of influence they have over the comings and goings of the most powerful nation in the world. And it is the Zionists. They have received an absolute blank check, and the way that they achieve this, as you pointed out, is that they throw around this term anti-Semitism.
You know what, Mark, you are 100% right when you say they have been shielded, that no one can accuse them of hatred. Listen to this. We have David Horowitz. Everybody knows who David Horowitz is. And he has this organization that is supposedly in 200 campuses throughout the United States, and they are going to have Islamofascism Week. And these people will be speaking nothing but Muslim hatred. They will be speaking about how horrible the Muslims are, and the need that we need to send them back wherever they came from. This is a Jewish organization, but yet you don't hear anyone in the mainstream media criticizing this organization. You don't hear anyone criticizing David Horowitz, Daniel Pipes with his campus watch that had destroyed the lives of many, many professors because they spoke the truth about either the history of the conflict, of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, or they have spoken about the power of the Jewish lobby in the United States and throughout the world. So we have these two organizations that has a free ride, that have free ride into our college campuses with this Islamofascism Week, and no one's talking about it. We'll catch this after the break. This is extremely important. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, we do welcome your phone calls. Mark, you said something, or you wrote something, I think in your article that is published by the American Free Press, about who the anti-Semitic really are. Because Semitic people, they are basically, right now, the only Semitic people that are available out there are the Arabs and the Jews who came from Arab countries. Because a lot of people don't know, but there are Arab Jews. And as a matter of fact, in Saudi Arabia, there were many Jewish tribes. There were Arab Jewish tribes living in Saudi Arabia. It wasn't called Saudi Arabia at the time when Islam was established. But there are many Arabs out there who are Jews, and then later on became Christians, and then later on became Muslims. But when we talk about the need to destroy this super weapon, the anti-Semitic, trying to see how can we forge some coalitions, but we need to come up, if somebody out there can come up with a slogan. I mean, I don't know. What would it be? Because I don't want someone saying that I'm an anti-Semitic because I speak the truth.
Well,
what do you think?
I think that the thing to remember is, first of all, the Zionists use this as a means of shutting down any kind of a rational discussion. You see, they say, you're not allowed to criticize us because if you criticize us, that means that you're a racist. You see, and what they're really just trying to do, it's the equivalent of throwing sand into the eyes of your opponent so that he's destabilized and he can't fight back. You're
I understand,
exactly right.
But how can we destroy that? How can we destroy the effectiveness of those two words?
Well, I think that the effectiveness is wearing out on its own right now, Hashem. You know, before
it's
the break,
not.
You were talking. Yeah,
it is not.
It is. So we have the proof of Jimmy
let me
Carter
tell you something.
Writing his book. Well, hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah, but
what
is happening with Jimmy Carter?
I understand that. But you see, the thing is it does not have the bite that it used to have. Now people are not worried so much about being called anti-Semitic because thanks to men such as Alan Dershowitz and Abe Foxman and all of these other shills, they have worn this word weak and used out. They accuse everybody of being an anti-Semite.
Mark, I disagree. The reason they did not totally destroy Jimmy Carter because Jimmy Carter does not have a position, an official position. I guarantee you, and I will bet you the $1 million that I don't have, that if anyone works for a company or the government or an elected office, if they throw this anti-Semitic charge against him, I guarantee you he will not last. Look what happened with Norman Finkelstein. Look what happened with a lot of people, a lot of politicians. When you throw that against them, they will go, basically, and you will never hear from them again because they will hurt them in their private lives, too.
The reason
me and you can sit here and talk about that, because to them, we are insignificant. I guarantee you, let's put one of these media companies like ABC or CNN or any of these radio stations like Clear Channel stations, I dare them to put me and you for 1 hour on their station. That's when they will attack us, and that's when you will feel that they can hurt us. But right now, they're saying, don't worry about those two. There's only, 1,000 people listening to them? Forget it. We're not interested in them.
Okay,
if we had 12 minutes, how long would Sean Hannity last, Mark, on the air if he would just divert from the so-called norm that he is taking? How long would he last?
I understand, and you're right about that. There's no questioning the power that these people have to shut down the lives of people who go against them. What I'm saying is that the bite of anti-Semitism, the fear of it, the fear of being called that, is not as strong today as it was 5 or 10 years ago. Now, because of this disaster in Iraq, now because of the fact that we're going to be doing the same thing in Iran, people are not they're not quivering with fear as much as they did years ago when anybody would start. I mean, just all you have to do is just get on the Internet and see what kind of articles are being written. And the fact, like I said, Jimmy Carter would never have published a book like he published 5 or 10 years ago. He knew there would be no chance of having any kind of positive, receptive reaction to it. Same thing with Walt and Mearsheimer. People like Scott Ritter coming out and saying the things that he's saying. So what I'm saying is, yes, the people who have the power to destroy our lives, they still have it, but people are not as afraid of being called anti-Semitic as they were in years past.
Very good. We need some callers. The number is 800-313-9443, and we will be right back. Let's weigh in on this disagreement or argument between me and Mark. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, what are we disagreeing about? I forgot.
Over the power of the anti-Semitic charge.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Listen, this charge is still extremely powerful, and it's still extremely usable. And I'll tell you what, it is not only that it is as strong as – and by the way, to everybody out there, whenever you hear the word Jew out of my mouth, that does not mean that I'm using it in a derogatory manner, okay? So we settled that. Let's get over this thing of using the word Jew and Jewish. I think the more we use it, the more we are going to dilute the anti-Semitism thing. So I'm going to be using a lot of Jewish words. Jewish, Jews, I'm going to be using them a lot. Now, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you today in the United States, we have about 2%, less than 2% of the population are Jews. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
But yet, we find that close to half of its billionaires are Jews. So less than 2% of the population, close to half of the billionaires in the United States are Jews. If we look at the chief executive officers of the three major television networks, you will find that they are Jews. The four largest film studios, they're Jews. The nation's, the largest newspaper chains in the country, they are Jews. If we go back, forget about George Bush and the Jews in his cabinet and from behind the scenes, even Bill Clinton, you know, his, you know, Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, she was Jewish. Robert Rubin, the treasurer, he was Jewish. Mickey Cantor, the Secretary of Trade, and he was in charge of the World Trade Organization. He was Jewish. William Cohen, remember the guy who almost committed suicide? He was the Secretary of Defense. Sandy Berger, he was the National Security Advisor. Robert Reich, he was the Secretary of Labor. So, you know, you can't tell me that all these people in Bill Clinton's administration are able to be in these positions if it wasn't for the money that they possess. Forget about being discriminatory here. Forget about being anti-Semitism or anti-Jewish. This is the truth. We have many people who consider themselves Jews are controlling, in control of this country from way back. And now we can say that in the Bush administration, we can name a whole of a lot more than what Clinton had. This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. This has nothing to do with being anti-Jewish. It is not a sin to say that the Jewish people are in control of the military affairs, political affairs, and commercial affairs in the United States. That is not being... Okay, tell me, see, before when it used to be, remember the conspiracy thing that I thought, you know, did not know what the heck it was? Now it's not a conspiracy. Now the proof of that conspiracy, it's right there. It's on existence. It exists. Are you there?
Of course. I'm just taking it all in.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go to Byron in Canada. He has something to say, and then we'll go to Bill in Idaho. Go ahead, Byron.
Sorry for phoning again. Hey, there's a couple other.
That's
you
okay.
Missed out on the legal profession, the judges that are Jewish.
Exactly.
What I find kind of amazing, most of these terrorism cases, and even like that charity down at Holy Land Charity.
The Holy Land Charity in Dallas, Texas, yes.
Yeah, look and see who's the judges in these cases. And like I said, a lot of terrorism. Hey, getting back to your Semitic thing, I want to ask you.
You know
a
what?
Question.
Hold on, Byron. With that thing, by the way, they have been investigating this Holy Land Foundation for 16 years, and they had spent millions and millions of dollars trying to indict that foundation as a foundation that supports terrorists. And just Friday or Thursday, I'm not sure when, they had basically dropped everything. The government dropped because, well, it was the courts have dismissed the case because there was nothing there. They wanted to blame these people for terrorism, but they could not even prove this in a court of law. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Byron.
Yeah, and you take the atmosphere of today where you could convict a ham cheese sandwich for anything. For that to happen, you must admit, like Sammy Aliarian,
Aliarian,
his name, they must be pretty darn innocent, or you know, pretty clean, to not be able to get a conviction on him. And
exactly.
But yeah, the other thing I was going to ask you about this anti-Semitism, is it Semitic? Are you Semitic by blood, by religion, or what is it?
Well, actually, you know, it's an oxymoron term, to tell you the truth, being anti-Semitic, because Semitic is a group of languages that has, which is Arabic, Hebrew, Syriac, and Aramaic. That's what known as the Semitic languages. So if you are anti-Semitic, you are anti-languages, which is stupid. But supposedly, the term means the descendants of Abraham, the descendants of Sam, and supposedly. So being anti-Semitic, which I have no idea who the heck would even want to be an anti-Semitic, is these are the people. But if you want to go back today and look at who are the Semites, it's the Arabs. Basically, the ones, the Semites who are left out there are the Arabs and very few Jews who go back in history being either Arabs or Hebrews living in Arab countries. That's the Semitic people of today. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's where I think we ought to be hitting them at. If they ever call you anti-Semitic or whatever, let's prove who's a Semitic person.
I'm a self-hating Semitic.
Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Byron.
Appreciate it, Byron. Bill, come on up. You're next.
Good doctor. Thank you so very much for this discussion. I really feel that considering the time and the beating that everybody took when they went out to California, the only way to educate the goyim, the blind, the unwashed, the uninvolved, the uncaring, is through their pocketbook. Now, I mentioned this to Collins Piper and the story that's going on over here in Spokane. And, Mark, I hope you were able to call me. I've got the last interview that they did on Friday with Shook on tape. And the very discussion that is going on has to be handled through an educational event. I believe you guys would agree. Mm-hmm. In Spokane presently, the Coles, COWLS, the riverfront ripoff, $342 million of phony bonds with a U.S. attorney involved, has been covered for the last 6-8 months serially by Furman. Furman and Mac have not an idea what they're dealing with over there at KGA. I would think that a sincere outreach to those people would create an intelligence bridge into this community that could spread that story. And what has gone on? There are dead bodies laying around. There's money missing. And heiress of one of the largest media companies in the country is at stake here. That goes all the way back to the New York Times by marriage. Now, those are all elements that everybody uses constantly, day by day, in a discussion of trying to educate people who the neo-Nazis are and what their ultimate results are. But if it's going on in 20 other cities, it also educates people how they can buy Congress and retain control of this country and its foreign policy. I was hoping I could count on you guys to follow up with me on that and make it an educational event. And I have
appreciate
a follow-up.
Very good. Thanks. I appreciate
it. Is that the end of the conversation? Is that it? Is that the response of Republic and what ultimately is going to happen as far as trying to educate people?
No. I think, Bill, I think maybe Hashem's a little bit at a disadvantage in this because he's not from the region up here, so I don't think he knows what's going on with regards to this regional news story that you're talking about.
As a matter of fact, what I wanted to do, Mark, networking is the word here that we need to do.
Firmly
and definitely, I was not trying to brush you off, Bill, but what I was trying to do is, this is something that me and Mark have talked about behind the scenes, that definitely we do need to bring other people into this and see what they are working on and network, amongst all these groups. So definitely this is not the end of the discussion. This is the beginning of the discussion, Bill.
Well, let me know what I can do. Great program as usual. Bless you. Call
Thanks.
Me, Mark.
Appreciate
please.
It, Bill.
Thank you. Bless.
Thanks. Bill, I really think, what he was talking about, of course, you are right. I am at a disadvantage of not knowing exactly what he was talking about, but he did say one thing that kind of caught my attention, which is that we do need to see what other people are working on. Maybe we can either help out in what they're doing or they can help out in what we are doing. And that's exactly the only way we are going to succeed in this thing, is if we bring in more and more people. And by the way, he said, you know, we got a, you know, big beat up, you know, in California. On the contrary, I had a blast. I think I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very, very much. I think if it did not go the way it did, Mark, I think it would have been so boring to be just sitting there listening to all these speeches and stuff. So I think what happened, everything happens for a reason. And a lot of times things happen to your advantage. And I think this was clearly, clearly when the hotel shut us out, this was clearly to our advantage because we – I think it was exciting, you know, so I really think it was a success, but hopefully we will be more careful next time of, you know, I have, like I said, let me close this particular comment with, I have no problem with anyone who wants to fight the beast, but let's not fight amongst each other. Let's not bring out our differences when we are still fighting the beast. Because, you know, let's wait until we beat the beast, if that's what your, if that's what everybody's objective is. Let's unite on beating the beast. And that way, after that, then we will sit down and say, okay, what is your grievances and what is mine? But at this point, we don't want to talk about our differences. We need to unite against this beast. What do you think?
I agree. That's why I've been working for the last 3 or 4 years to try to bring the Muslims and the Christians together, because I do believe that that is where our strength lies, is in these two great peoples and these two great faiths coming together and understanding that they have a common enemy. And if they don't stop fighting against each other and start fighting against this common enemy, we're going to be wiped out.
Right. Now, let's go back, because this is going to be the theme of basically what I will be talking more and more about, is we need to get more people on board who want to destroy the anti-Semitism thing. And I think we can do it. If we concentrate on it, I don't have the answers right now. I know what we need to do. Now, it might take 20 years, 30 years. We might not be able to do it ourselves, but maybe somebody else will. But this super weapon that they have, we must take it away from them and destroy it. You know, this thing, they create this thing that people hate people for just being Jews or being this or that. That has to go, because, you know, and all these hate laws, we don't need any hate laws in this country. I think the laws are there. They're already there on the books to protect people. But these two words has to go, Mark. We have got to destroy those two words. And this anti-Semitism, it's got to go. Maybe we can have a T-shirt saying, I love Semitic people or something. I don't know.
Well, I think Hashem, I think the practical solution to this is, it's just like that whenever they want to destroy somebody like us, they destroy our credibility so that nobody believes anything we say. So what we have to do, I believe, is to, let's face it, it's not as if we have to dig very deep to find instances where these individuals have shown that they cannot be trusted and they cannot be believed. They lie about everything. So I think that the way to destroy this thing, the way to take the teeth out of it, is by making people understand that if these individuals are speaking, then you can be rest assured in 99% out of 98 cases that they're lying. And so when they start accusing somebody of being anti-Semitic or whatever, it is to say, listen, they have lied to us about everything else. Why should we think that this time is going to be any different? What is it that they are afraid of? What are they trying to hide that they have to accuse this person of being anti-Semitic? So I think that this is it. And I think also, unfortunately, it has to be coupled with serious suffering on the part of the American people. I mean, the American people, they don't care about things like this because they don't have to.
Let me tell you something, you know, Mark. The American people has not seen suffering yet. Suffering is coming. It's coming through their pocketbook, and it is coming indeed. There's no way around it. And that's when the American people are going to wake up and say, where in the world were we?
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think you're right in this, which you said earlier, which is that, you know, there is no avoiding the disaster at this point. At this point,
do you know we owe $3 trillion? That's how much we owe. $3 trillion. And if anybody wants to know what $1 trillion is, just go look it up and see how many zeros and see how many generations it's going to take for us to make to pay that debt, especially when we are in the middle of a war. We are financing a war. If you can't fight a war without having to go and borrow the money to fight it, don't go to war. I think that should be the wisest thing to do is, if you don't have the money to fight it, don't fight it.
I agree. And as I was saying, I think that when, you know, right now, as I said, the American people, they don't need to listen to people like you and me because their lives right now are relatively comfortable. When things start to fall apart, though, they are going to want to know how it all happened and who's responsible for it. And at that point, they will be willing to listen.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back to wrap up in a couple of seconds. So stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, we have a few minutes remaining in the program. And before we end this program, I would like to mention that the I'll let Mark mention about the DVD or the tape from Ahmadinejad that was supposed to be released during the convention. What's going on that message?
We do have the tape, and we are getting it ready because we want to get the most bang for our buck, and so we are going to be releasing Ahmadinejad's speech along with several other speeches in order to get as much attention as possible, because obviously when the media finds out that the president of Iran prepared a televised speech specifically for our conference, where he is mentioning our conference and expressing his solidarity with the people assembled at that conference, the media is going to want to cover this, and therefore I want to make sure that we get as much coverage to some of the other issues as well, such as the USS Liberty and other things that Americans, in my opinion, need to be aware of. So we are putting it together. Hopefully sometime this week we will be able to put that tape. It is a 7-minute speech by the president of Iran. Hopefully we'll be able to get it on the Internet this week. And I think that is going to be the real highlight of this whole thing that took place when the president of Iran speaks to the American people through the conference that you and I helped set up, Hisham.
Very good. And all I can say, just to wrap up things here, is I am calling on everyone that is listening to do whatever in your power. Anytime you hear the term anti-Semitic or somebody who is accused of being anti-Semitic, let us know, because I think one of the things that we are going to start doing is going after these organizations that label people being anti-Semitic and actually support the person that has been labeled as an anti-Semitic. Because 99%, now, to be honest with you, Mark, are there people out there who hate Jews just for being Jews? Yes, there are. Now, do I agree with that? No, I don't. You know my position on that. But the thing is, there's like not even one part of 1% that is what you call anti-Semitic. Not more than 99% of people out there, they are not anti-Semitic. They have positions. And as I said, the only way we can, in my speech, the only way we can actually think rationally is if we take that hatred, that blind hatred, out of our hearts and have positions. There is nothing wrong with you having a position against Jewish influence in this country. There is nothing wrong at all. Now, do they have the right to control the country? I will say, yes, they do. They worked for it. They're controlling it. But when Israel's interest becomes first and America's interest becomes second or third or fourth, that's when I say, no, we draw the line. You don't have American interest or America's interest in your heart, so we are opposed to you. And this agenda happened to be a Jewish agenda, so I am opposed to that part of the agenda. Have America's first. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you. Mark, thanks a lot, and we will see everybody next week, next Saturday. Goodbye.